Well, here's the deal. If your mother's disappointed because you never became a doctor, become an actor. Because if you're an actor that plays a doctor, you can go, Mom, get off my back. Nick Gelfis is here, and Nick plays Dr. Halstead on Chicago Med. And the guy that put you on the show was on yesterday.
Derek Haas.
Yeah, and he said you're his favorite actor of all time. He wouldn't work with anyone else. And I don't make stuff up.
And neither did he.
No.
No, no. You can rest assured that's truth.
Now, in all seriousness, one of the coolest storylines, and this is what I complimented him on yesterday, is the writing.
Yeah.
Because you guys do stuff that we haven't seen 900 times on every other show.
Yeah.
And that's a testament to the writing.
Totally.
But well, what would it be like? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, no, that's the rip from the headlines. They're always dealing with something that has happened, but we're doing it in just a slightly different manner.
Kind of helps that we live in a nutty time.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah. But what I was going to say is, what would happen if you're a doctor and a mob guy is unbelievably nice to you, and he's done things for you, and he's done things for your family, and now you got a wedding coming up, and he wants to help you out with the wedding?
This is my favorite storyline.
Ray Burke.
I had to play so far.
It's a tremendous storyline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really was. I actually heard, and I think Derek would have to be the final say on this, but it was just supposed to be one episode or like a few episode arcs, and Dick loved it so much, and they spread it over as far as, you know, first 9 episodes.
Sure. I thought it was great. And Dean Richards joins us from New York. He'd normally be here as we continue more on entertainment. Say hi to the good doctor, Dean.
Doctor, I have a pain right here in my lower. Do you get that a lot with people?
Well, you didn't finish the sentence there. Now you didn't finish the sentence. I don't know where you were going to go with that.
I believe you specialize in above the belt.
Yeah, I'm just above the belt.
Yeah. That's a school he went to.
Actually, I do get that a lot. Although, what I love is when I walk into a doctor's appointment, they call me doctor. It's a little trippy. But I'm getting used to it, and I'm doing well.
Did you try to get them to show their insurance card?
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
You haven't met your deductible yet, doctor? Dean, what did you always want to know from Dr. Halstead?
Well, what I like to know whenever I talk to anybody from any of the Dick Wolf shows is what the experience is like for you shooting in Chicago. I mean, the Dick Wolf company has really kind of changed the whole dynamic with that. But, you know, what's the experience like compared to other projects that you've been on?
Well, it's a privilege, first off. And you know, when you get involved in one of his shows, You have a pretty good idea that they're going to do well, although nothing's guaranteed in our industry. And so I'm looking now back. This is our 5th season we're going into, just for Med. Fire's been going for 8 seasons, PD 7 seasons. So you also know you're getting involved in a community and a family of loyal, professional talent. And so...
So you guys actually like each other.
We do, believe it or not. The end of 12, 14-hour days... on days off, I'll still go and support, a fellow castmates.
You should get other friends.
Yeah, I should. Well, they're all fake friends. None of this is real.
Oh, this is Hollywood friendships.
Fake
Hollywood friends.
Yeah.
Got it. Dean's seen it a million times.
It's in our contract. We have to hang out. No, but we're all transplants. Actors got to move wherever the job goes, and it's kind of amazing that when you get set up with Dick Wolf, I'm part of technically 3 shows. We're in the midst of doing this 3 show crossover currently.
Right.
Derek had started the story with Dick, and so I'm working on PD now, and it's first off, it mixes it up. I don't work just on one show. I work on 3, and this pool of people that you're able to interact with all the time is great. It does become your family.
Gee.
I want to know, with actors, there's always a lot of struggle that happens before the success happens. I want to know the very worst jobs you ever had, or give me some sort of really broke story when you were just so broke.
Like you did dinner theater at Denny's.
Like,
that kind
I want to know, like, what terrible job and, you know, what terrible circumstances were you in before this big break happened?
Well, so when I lived in New York City... Now, this wasn't necessarily terrible, but this was as low as it got for me. I was eating $1.75 pasta every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday at this Italian joint in Queens, New York. And then I would play my guitar Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at various pubs. I never got into the restaurant industry as a server like most actors do.
But you were in the industry as a player.
Yeah, I would play. I would busk on the streets. I'd go play in the subways and make money for dinner.
But hold on. You're a young dude. Where are you getting $1.75 pasta anywhere, let alone New York City? And what was it? Because it wasn't pasta.
You know what? I should probably look into that. I didn't ask any questions at the time.
Dean, you're in New York right now. If you find $1.75 pasta anywhere, you're making history.
I actually had $1.75 pasta here last night.
That's why you had a real doctor come to the hotel.
It's a chain.
Well, it's in Woodside, Queens. Actually, I don't know if the place is still there.
Department shut it down.
I mean, how was it? Was it tasty? Was the noodle al dente? What was going on?
You don't ask questions when you're that low. You're satisfied that you don't have to pay so much.
How great would it be if you're getting $1.75 pasta and you go, "Can I ask how this is made?" And then the chef comes out and kills you.
It's gluten free, right? No, and if you wanted to upgrade to sausage, it was $2.25.
So what kind of meatballs. Guitar? Were you singing? Or was it just instrumental?
Yes, I would sing and play background dinner music.
Oh, that's perfect. Want to bring the guitar in right now?
Yeah, bring it on in.
Ding, 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 ding. All right, Dean, I know you have to go talk to big stars like Dr. Halstead, so one more from you.
Well, just, we know him from the Dick Wolf shows, but I also want to know what his experience was like on one of my favorite shows, Shameless.
That is one bat-ass crazy show.
No kidding. Well, it all started with...
One of the greatest.
Yeah, and that was my first time in Chicago, ever shooting in Chicago for that show, and it all started with a nudity contract.
Oh, fantastic. That's basically, by the way, me too.
Yeah?
Yeah, 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 same deal.
But your viewers don't get to see, unfortunately.
Well, no, I'm trying to get nudity into the country.
Oh, I see.
You went the different way.
We have to tell him to put his clothes on every day.
Yeah, I'm trying to get them to agree to limited tasteful nudity
No, it's like initiation for Shameless. If you don't go on there and show some sort of your but now we're talking below the belt.
Yeah.
Now we can go back
your
to
hoo-ha.
That. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to show your hoo-ha.
But I will say that was the most fun. I mean, I played a drug addict at the time, so my parents are much happier that I'm a doctor. I am now more accepted.
By the way, what a turnaround in your life. I must say. It's very impressive.
No, but there's no consequences. You just have that. I mean, that's the beauty of what we do. You can get crazy, and it's all fun.
Dean, $1.75 pasta awaits you. Good luck today. Tell Bette Midler we said hello. And this has been Moron Entertainment. Thank you, my fellow moron.
We'll do. Talk to you guys tomorrow. See you guys.
Right, see you, Dean. You thanks.
That's Dean live from his hotel where he had a $25 bagel and coffee this morning.
Yeah, Chicago.
New York price. Where'd you grow up?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleveland, Ohio. Yeah. Real town. Real town, real people. How about your Browns? Rough start, but are they going to get it together?
I have hope.
It's supposed to be a big season.
Hope. Yeah, I know. Hyped up, a lot of anticipation. Unfortunately, first game and then this last, most recent one. But we have a win in there.
All right, we got a real listener who actually wants to ask you a question.
A real
supposed
person?
To the stupid stuff I've been asking you. Okay. David, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys. I appreciate the time. You were talking about it's an honor to be working in Chicago. From what I've read, other Wolf shows that have been shot in Chicago, people tap out because of the weather. I mean, you guys have to work in all types of weather. How do you prepare yourself? I mean, I know your show is mostly inside, but it's snowing, it's raining and snowing and sunny on the same day. How do you get ready for just being out there in the elements?
I was born into
by Lake Erie.
Effect. Yeah, I was born by Lake Erie, so it was already in my blood. Even though I went to Los Angeles for 3 years, and I probably lost everything that I had within me.
So you insist on exterior shots when it's crappy outside because it reminds you of home.
Exactly. It does make me feel better.
Right.
No, this isn't too bad. And like he said, he's right. We are spoiled on the Med Show. We're inside all the time. We're doing this big three-show crossover currently, and it was all location stuff. And I'm waking up at the, Craig,
yeah.
That's actually what Danielle told me this morning when we woke up. She's
this
like,
"This guy is so from Cleveland."
By the way, I get up at 4 every day. I'm 27 years old, so I understand the toll it takes. G, last word.
Worst or coolest material used in fake surgery or what's used for blood, something.
So this storyline he's talking about with the mob guys.
Ray Burke.
My wedding, Ray Burke. I drilled through a guy's head with an actual drill in a boathouse. That was my favorite thing I've ever gotten to do on screen, regardless of medicine or whatever.
Right.
Wow. I mean, and I got to show my hoo-ha.
Dark.
Yeah.
And
you are really a dark person.
No, but here's the
special. But here's the thing. This is a struggling local Chicago actor who wanted to do anything to get on the show but didn't know that was the scene.
That's right. And yeah. I did it with ease.
So you wouldn't believe how I got in the business.
I'm ready to play a serial killer, I guess.
What did they use for that?
Dexter.
It can't be a wood head.
No, our special effects made this mold out of this guy, out of the actor that played it. He sat in for like hours to get a cast mold of himself, and I don't think he was able to breathe very well for a certain amount of it. But then they made it look like it was his head, and wow. I drilled through a prosthetic with wow. a head of blood, wow. blood stuff already involved.
Make sure you
and
didn't slip with it the drill.
Oh, no, I know. No, and you only had one take of it because how many heads did they make of this dude? So they wanted to see the drill literally go into the head.
All right, this will be a test of who your best friend is.
Yeah.
Who'd you call first to tell him you did that?
My mom.
Your mom?
My mom's a nurse.
Oh, mom, you wouldn't believe what I did at work today.
I did neurosurgery.
By the way, that drill was a rental. It had to be back at Lowe's by 11. It's great to meet you. I hope you come over here anytime. Anytime you got a few minutes and you're not hanging out with the people on the show to suck up to Wolf, come on over.
Thank you. And I don't need to wear clothes, apparently, right?
No, not at all.
No nudity contracts here? No,
Steve does. You don't have to.
And I will continue to be your stunt double.
Thank you.
I want people to know that.
No, I appreciate it.
Any of the real dangerous stuff, because of our similar appearances, they asked me to come in for you.
No, and I know you wanted to drill that guy's head. I'm sorry.
Totally.
I had to do it that time.
With this forehead, can you imagine the drilling you'd have to do? Holy cow. Great to see you, man. Nick Gelfis, Dr. Halstead from Chicago Med. And again, watch Chicago Med, Chicago PD, Chicago Fire, Chicago Podiatrist.
Chicago Streets and Sanitation.
Chicago Streets and San.
Yeah.
Streets and San. Yeah. But you don't want to add itation. They'll think you're a guy from Cleveland.
Sorry, my bad. Good to know.
Right. And Chicago politics with really the worst people are on Chicago politics. Great to have you, man.
Thank you.
Appreciate you being here.